Starting with our breathing, we're just going to notice how our breathing is right now without needing to manipulate it, just breathing in and out normally. Just bringing awareness to the breath, to the lungs, to any thoughts that are going on in the mind. You may notice as you start to pay attention to the breath that you do deepen naturally your breathing. And allow that to happen. Allow a deeper breathing to happen as we're expanding the lungs a little bit deeper. It's like we're bringing more of our awareness into our body, like we're stretching out our spirit inside this body to fill more of its capacity instead of being up in the head, thinking, analyzing, figuring things out all the time, giving it a chance to just snuggle into the body that is its home. And as the spirit gets to move more fully into the body, as our awareness and focus gets to be more on the present moment, just notice anything that comes up for you in that, any fight in the mind, any resistance to being present, to being in the body, to being more aware of any emotion or any distraction from the present. And then allowing yourself to breathe, filling the oxygen up in every cell, imagining every cell of your body breathing, inhaling what it needs, exhaling what it no longer needs. And relaxing into those waves, the inhale and exhale. The feeling of your whole body breathing. Even as we're relaxing the mind and allowing it to calm down, we're noticing all of the action in the body, all of the activity here. As the body heals itself, as it digests, as it does so many functions without our awareness, we're bringing awareness to all that it's doing. When you're ready, we're just inviting in the feeling of God breathing us. So we've been breathing, acknowledging that. But we're gonna imagine being breathed by our Creator, by our Father in Heaven, or the Savior Jesus Christ. And allowing ourselves to rest fully in that breath. We don't even have to try to breathe. We don't have to effort breath. We can relax and be breathed. Notice if that wakes up any part of your body or brings a little bit more life and energy, maybe light to any part of you. What it would feel like to be breathed. To let go fully of your own will and your own agenda, your own trying, and to allow a higher power, greater power, to do its work in you. What it might feel like to be able to relax into that work, relax into that breath. As we're allowing the Savior to breathe us, we're just imagining his power, his light, his connection to us individually. Almost waking up our spirit and letting it extend past our body. So it fills up the full cavities of our body. And then it starts to just shine out a little bit. Letting his light shine out through our skin, through the energy around us. Inhaling and exhaling. Letting it grow. Letting it be purified and clear. Seeing this as his love that shines out from us, his peace, his power. Being able to relax ourselves enough to allow him to shine through us. Relaxing any resistance that we might have, any worries or fears, anything that might keep us from being a reflection of his light. We're allowing his strength, his power to be greater than our own. Practicing surrendering to his light, to his love for us, for all around us. Taking in what that feels like to not have to try so hard or work so hard, but to be a conduit of light, to be a conduit of good works, to be a conduit of charity, of Christ-like love. And where that love might be needed in your life. We are fully connected to God's love for us. Where would it extend? Would it be kinder to yourself? Would it extend into moments when you see yourself in pictures or a mirror and have compassion and love? Would it extend more to family members, friends, anyone in your life that might need a little bit more of this love through you? And just let the Savior direct his own light, his own power into your life of where it needs more love or compassion or light. Keeping yourself relaxed, keeping your mind calm, not having to figure out or solve, but allowing this light to shine through you to reach wherever it is needed for yourself, for other people, for situations, for world situations. Just let him shine his light and his love, his power through you without you having to effort that, just being willing to witness it. Maybe it feels like the love flows easily and in a large portion. Maybe it feels like it can only really just fill up you and your body, maybe a little bit around you, and that's okay. Our practice is in letting this love flow through us, and easing any parts of us that try too hard or that feel like we should do better or be better, and resting in an enoughness through him. If you need to, you can always come back to breathing and that feeling of being breathed by the creator of your spirit and your body. allowing yourself to feel still, to feel relaxed, and to feel like an instrument in God's hands, a willing vessel to be filled up and to pour out wherever it is being asked. Relaxing and breathing. Taking it in, all the light, and letting it out, sharing with others. Taking it in for yourself, love that God has for you. Breathing it out, letting it be all around you. Letting God's love show and manifest itself all around you. Letting His love manifest through any situations that need more love, any relationships that need more love, without us having to figure it out. Just sending love. And pause here if you'd like and stay in this connection to light and to breathing, to shining, to reflecting His light, to being conduit, a conduit for His light for as long as you'd like. And come back to this place, letting God shine your spirit more clearly to others or to yourself or through situations. Anytime that you'd like to throughout the day, knowing this is always available to you, this stream of light and love, His power always available to you. And that relaxing and letting go is a way to feel more connected. It's a safe way to feel more connected, to still the mind and ease the efforting. And connect. Like you're just plugging in your toaster, plugging in the appliance that does its thing. It can't work without that connection. Knowing that you can be plugged in all the time, allowing His light, His power to flow through you at all times to fulfill your unique purpose. And when you're ready, just start to wiggle fingers and toes. Start to bring awareness back to the breath. Filling up with this practice, maybe imagining a blanket of light wrapping around you, protecting you, connecting all of this in with your day, with this special Holy Week. Feeling comforted, loved, protected, and more clear as a conduit. And when you're ready, you can start moving more parts of the body, stretching, relaxing, coming out of this meditation and opening your eyes when you're ready.